Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
From Vienna, Jeff, FedEx Air and Ground Awards are fan votes. Thank you. That explains it. Appreciate that. I did not know that. I am wrong for blaming FedEx for picking Bill as the Ground Award winner. I get it now. I mean, that was the most watched game. His performance was viewed by many more people, and the Dolphins-Panthers game was viewed by very few and was really an afterthought in any sort of post, you know, Sunday highlight show. I mean, but the point is that Rico Dowdle rushed for 206 yards and was clearly, clearly had the best day as a running back at 9 yards per carry on 23 carries of any running back performance this year. But that makes sense. I appreciate you sending that to me. All right. Have talked about Steve Suter a little bit here over the last 3 weeks. He is doing film breakdowns of these Skins games for me once a week on the podcast, and I'm playing some of it back on the radio show. He's excellent. For those of you who don't know who Steve is, Steve calls the games with Johnny Holiday, the Maryland games, on the Maryland Football Radio Network, which we carry. By the way, 3:30 kick on Saturday against Nebraska. You can hear it right here on the Team 980. Steve was one of the greatest punt returners in the history of college football. When he left Maryland in 2004, he was the all-time ACC punt return leader in multiple categories, same thing NCAA record-wise. He was an incredible punt returner and not a bad receiver either. He's just excellent in breaking down the film. He's got a passion for it, and he's been doing a great job on looking at these games, the All-22, and helping us with a level of expertise that you don't really get off of a lot of the internet film breakdowns, unless it's a legitimate film breakdown person. Cooley was the best ever. I'm not replacing Cooley ever, but Cooley doesn't do it anymore. He's not interested in even football. He doesn't watch a lot of games, and he just doesn't have the time for it. So the part that I wanted you to hear was just Steve talking about Jaden's return and the performance that he had.
Jaden was great. I thought Jaden was awesome. Rewatching the game, going through the All-22 play-by-play, I thought his timing was really good. I gave him two negative plays, and the one was on right after their third possession. It's a zone read. He pulls it. Derwin James is really good athlete out there. You're not going to fool him. It probably should have been a give, but the play was going to get blown up anyway, even if he gave it, so not that big of a deal. The very next play, he misses lane on a deep crosser. That's the standard NFL throw. He's got to put it on him. And that was it. Those were the only two negative plays I gave him. The rest were just Jaden Daniels doing what he does. And I thought his timing in the pocket and knowing when to scramble and having the feel of when to extend the play was all perfect. He wasn't leaving the pocket when he had open receivers. And when he needed to leave the pocket, it was because things were Stafford, because the Chargers had played a good defense in the secondary, and he knew he needed to make a play with his feet, and he did. I was really impressed. There was a couple times, well, there was one time that they blew the coverage. I don't know if you can remember the broadcast play, but it was one of it was they had to delay the game, and he's late at the line of scrimmage trying to change play, right, trying to change protection, and they leave the DN unblocked. So they missed that. That's not all on him. That's all up on the line, too. They just didn't get it right. But then the next play, and it's the third down to McNichols, where he shakes Tarik Steele on the sideline on the big third and 10 to get the first down. It was, you know, like a huge play in the ball game.
The McNichols play, you said?
Yeah.
It was third and 11, yeah. And great run after catch, right?
Great run after the catch. But so he's early, in my opinion, on that Daniels, but it's because the play prior, they blow the protection, so he gets a little antsy. On that play, he swings it to McNichols, and he shakes him and gets the first down. Great job, right? Good individual effort by McNichols. But he's got McCaffrey on an easy drag coming across formation if he just holds the ball for another second. But I think his clock's messed up because they just messed up the protection. So no harm, no foul, but he could have had an easier read. Other than that, so then you come back to, and I want to find the play here.
So I'm seeing the McCaffrey. Yeah, he unloads that quickly. It's third and 10. So what do you think he thinks? Like, the chances of essentially, you know, a check down getting the first down are not high, and he went to it immediately. Because now that I see this, I thought maybe it was a design sort of swing, but that's a check down, correct?
So I would say that. I would say it was design swing only if he was hot, but they're not hot. They're bringing sick, but they're getting it picked up. So, Washington's offensive line's picking up the pressure.
Yeah.
So he's not hot off of this blitz read at all. So he should feel comfortable enough that he can stay in the pocket and maybe go through a read or two. But he's a little antsy, and he swings it out there, and it's just quick timing. Yes, you can dig him on. Like, look, you got to stay in the pocket here. We're picked up on the pass protection. You're gonna have McCaffrey come wide open here across the field, and he's gonna say, yeah, you're right, I probably could have sat on that, but I wanted to get the ball out. I wasn't sure if we were getting it picked up because we just missed the pickup the last play. So yeah. I can see how that gets in your head. But, I mean, you get away with it, right?
They run the play. Do they run a super high number of crossers?
I can't say that they do because they don't see – they haven't seen – well, they did see some man coverage here from the Chargers. They saw – you got to scout the team prior. And if you're going to think you're going to get a lot of man coverage, then, yes, it behooves you to run a lot of crossers. And they're hard to cover. You run away from man coverage instead of running curls and stick routes, right? So I think that's game dependent.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Big tackles.
All right. Continue with Jaden.
Yeah, so Jaden was great. His timing was great. Decision making was great. Ability to extend plays was really good. You mentioned a couple of the balls. I mean, the McCaffrey ball is an absolute 10 out of 10. That's a perfect pass. You can't run out there and hand it to him any better in position because the defender's on him. So he made throws when he needed to. You mentioned the third down to Lane. That's a big-time throw. Then he stayed in the pocket and he's hitting Debo on crossing routes. I'm telling you, I didn't see any mental mistakes, and he made plays and extended it when he had to. It was just – it's the highest score I've given any player on the team since I started grading. So that'll give you a factor of what I thought about his play.
What about – his accuracy.
And he just looks different, right? Sorry to jump.
Doesn't look
different. When he decides to take off, it's different. It looks different. I mean, it's Lamar-esque. He's the closest to Lamar in the league for sure. But his first step is just so fast. It's night and day from even Mariota, who's an athletic quarterback. When he decides to move in the pocket and he wants to go get some yards, those first two steps are just really quick. And it's such an advantage to have that in your arsenal. Just go to the third quarter, minute 14 seconds. I want you to see that. This is one of my favorite plays. And it's because of going back. So the possession prior was when they blew the protection. Then he throws the swing a little quick because he does this in the pocket when they bring up pressure. This is the next possession.
Yep.
And you can see here, he almost... his clock almost goes off again, and he almost wants to take off. You can see this little hitch. He almost pulls the ball down. He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And then he fights it. He fights his own urges here. stays back in the pocket, says, wait a minute, and he delivers a perfect ball to Debo in a cross route. So that, to me, shows so much maturity because he was early on the previous play. They probably talked about it on the sideline. They probably went over it. He probably watched the iPad, realized that he wasn't hot, didn't need to swing in as quickly, probably gave himself a mental check. Hey, man, you got to be stronger in the pocket here. And he comes back out here, and he almost does it. I just love watching it. He's about to pull the ball down and run, and then he says, no. Like, that's how quick his brain thinks. No, man, I can stay in his pocket another second.
I love watching this from the end zone view because you see that, yeah, right? And you're like, oh, yep. he so badly wants to. It's funny that you brought this play up because this is an this is a play that I wanted to tell you about or ask you about because, well, real quickly, first of all, if he does decide to run, he probably gets it, right?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah,
I mean,
that's the advantage of having
that. It wouldn't have been like the worst decision ever because if he actually decides to run it, I mean, I don't know. There are a couple of players out there, but with his speed and, you know, his elusiveness, he's certainly going to get close to it. But this was one of the plays that I was going to ask you about because in the opener against the Giants and then even against Green Bay, you didn't do the Giant film, but you did the Green Bay film. We talked a little bit about he's just off a tick accuracy-wise. It's not like he's off badly, but last year the accuracy was just impeccable. This throw to Debo is a bit behind Debo. He makes the catch. It's where a receiver can make a catch. It's not a bad throw, but he doesn't lead him in this case. It's a little bit behind him, right? Did you see, you know, this would be an example. Did you see that as anything that you would have said, yeah, that, you know, I could have downgraded him for some of the throws that he made that weren't perfect. Like he was high to Ertz at the end of the first half and missed that, or it was catchable.
Yeah, I mean, I gave that, that's a drop to me, to Ertz.
It was catchable. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And that's your job, Ertz. You're not in there to block at all. You are the receiving tight end. It's 2-minute drill. You got to have that. But sure, you could say that's a little high. Here, I don't want to, you know, act like I'm defending him too much, but it's because that little hitch he doesn't really get to step in this ball because now the offensive lineman's kind of in his lap.
Yep.
And I would say that probably hurt his father a little bit.
Watch
this from the end zone again and watch Chris Paul. I mean, he mauls 99 down into all of his other defenders. Then he picks up the twist. And he's one arm in both of these dudes.
Oh, wow.
Like,
yeah.
I'm on the Chris Paul Pro Bowl early bandwagon. I mean, I'm telling you what, he's the best lineman I've watched every game consistently.
Wow.
He's a good player. And when you get the other guard back, this line could be crazy good.
There's
Tunsil showed himself. This was his best game. He actually looked like dominant in the first half and handled the edge. I know they don't have the best pass rusher, but there was no inkling of a pass rush coming from the left side. So by far, Tunsil's best game, but Paul was consistent. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
These guys up front just played really well.
Real quickly, two other plays. Back to the McCaffrey throw. I observed this last year with him, and even at LSU. He doesn't have to actually step in to a deep throw. It's like it's a flick of the wrist. Do you know what I mean? Like some guys have to kind of wind up and step. Yeah, and it's just a flick of the wrist for him.
Yeah, and it's just arm strength and arm mechanics, and he's just got it. That's all you can say. Like the flick of the wrist stuff reminds you of Mike Vick. He could just flick it, and it would go 60, 70 yards easy.
Yeah.
So you just have that in you. That's his DNA. I mean, he's worked on his craft, but you either have that or you don't have that.
Right.
And he's got it. I mean, the touch on it was just so good because he still put enough height on it that McCaffrey could run under it and it could drop in the bucket, so the DB can't even come his arm across because it's not on a rope, so he doesn't even have a chance to break it up because it's come in high and soft. Just such a pretty ball.
Yeah, it's a pretty ball. The other play I wanted to ask you about is it's in the third quarter, 13-16. It's 10-10 there, the opening drive of the second half. And I wrote this one down because, to me, like, this is where last year as a rookie quarterback, like he's so advanced. Like, he sees it, and it's out, the mechanics, the quick release, the accuracy. But it's the throw to Tay Martin, number 13. And it's just, it's a first and 10, 9-yard, throw. But his release and his decisiveness is just so, it's been so advanced for a player this young.
Yeah, this is. I don't want to minimize that because it is a good play, but it's a good play call knowing the coverage you're going to get. So you pre-snap, you want zone coverage for this,
right?
Because that's a spot route, what we call. That's a spot route by Tay, and you're going to get the running back to pull that flat defender out. So pre-snap, so this is clear to me that pre-snap, he reads this as zone coverage. Whether right now I would call it before the snap, that looks like a cover four. That was what we would call cover four, which is a zone coverage. So you're still going to get a flat defender coming from inside the box. So this play is going to work. Now, at the snap of the ball, it changes to cover three. You see that top safety flies down to go cover the flat.
Yeah.
But it's still the same principle. You're going to have a flat defender, and you're going to have a deep defender, and you're going to have an inside the box guy. So his pre-snap, post-snap reads are right on the money. And it's tall timing, right? He can't wait at all. Otherwise, this will get broken up. So, yes, I agree. It's a pre-snap read, and it's a post-snap confirmation, and it's happening in a split second. And that's a great first down play.
Yeah.
And you're off to the races.
And I think that's awesome. That's part of it is that, he's a young quarterback, and he all last year, same thing. He sees it pre-snap. He understands what's happening post, and then he's got the throwing mechanics with the quick release that makes that play like a natural for him always.
Yeah, right. If you become a team that sees a lot of zone coverage, then you're going to call more of these type of plays, and you're going to be able to see this more and more. Now what?
Well, they saw a lot of zone coverage last year because they didn't want him to run. So
I was just going to say, you're going to get that because you don't want to play. It's what happened to Washington the first series of the game. They ran man coverage, turned their backs to Herbert, and he busted out a 40-yarder because you lose contain in the rush lanes, and all your guys are covering man-to-man defense.
Right.
So, yes, that is a Jason Daniels thing that you have to call more zone coverage against them. And so they should have a bunch of these, five of these ready to go at every down and distance, first and 10, second and six. If you think you're getting the zone, then you call this play and you let Jaden Daniels do what he does.
I actually have one more play that I want to ask you about. I lied. The last play was not the last Jaden play that I wanted to talk to you about. If you go to the second drive of the game, they went three and out to start. Second drive of the game, they had a first down on a Kroski Merritt run. And it's like a third and eight, third and nine. And he scrambles. This is when he slipped and he ended up changing his shoes after he slipped. Do you think that he should have thrown the check down to McNichols?
Okay, yeah. So I see the play you're talking about. Now, man, this could have been real crappy. So go to the end zone deal here.
Yeah, if he had pitched it to him, are you going to tell me to lateral?
Yeah, he could have been real crappy. But right off the bat, I want to say no, because he's not – this isn't hot. This is a blown protection. So Wiley is responsible for that. I can't see who the number is there. That's Henley, right? Number zero.
Yeah.
But on the snap of the ball, Wiley checks him, and he doesn't rush right away. So Wiley thinks he's going to be a dropper, but he just leaves his eyesight too quick. Daniels thinks this is picked up. So Henley coming into his face right away, I think, startles him, because he doesn't think he's going to have a free rusher on him. And so now it's instinct. I got this free rusher bailing down on me in the A-gap, because he's not hot. This isn't a hot route where he should automatically go to McNichols.
Right.
This should be picked up, and he should be able to look downfield and hit one of these two crossing routes that you see going in front of him.
Got it.
But that guy flashes in front of him. He's in the A-gap, and he's like, oh, my gosh, now I got to make a play. So they're lucky that he even got out of the pocket here and got, you know, 3-4 yards.
Right.
But if he could have parlayed this into a pitch here,
a touchdown. Yeah.
Then you're like, you know, top 10, number one.
Yeah, I mean, I said that. I said, like, right when he starts towards the line of scrimmage, he could unload it real quickly because he already sucks the defense up. Or if he's beyond, certainly, he could, you know, he could throw an actual pass lateral across to McNichols, and then McNichols literally takes it 65, yeah, 7, you know, 60 yards, yeah, for a touchdown. Okay.
So when I'm watching it, I'm not going to knock him for not being able to ad-lib on a backyard play.
Yeah.
His initial read, he thinks he should be picked up. They blow the coverage up front, and now he's just got to read and react.
You think Kingsbury and Quinn get upset if he ends up lateraling that?
Not if it goes for a touchdown.
Right. I mean, see, you know.
And I mean, and you don't take a hit.
I mean,
I think it's a pretty safe lateral.
Yeah,
for all intents and purposes, but you don't see many people make this type of play.
No, you don't. But you know, you also don't have a quarterback that puts the defense in conflict as much as he does. And those opportunities do exist once he moves towards the line of scrimmage as a runner. I mean, you get a lot of opportunities because they're coming up 9 times out of 10, right?
I mean, I'm watching it again now. I keep replaying it. It's certainly, I mean, he definitely looks, oh no, I think he's looking at the defender, whether or not he's going to grab his leg. I was going to say, it looks like he looked over to the left at McNichols, but I think he's looking at the defender there.
All right.
But even if he'd have fake pitch it right there and then cut up, it would have been nice. But,
all right.
I mean,
his grade.
I mean, he's A+. His grade was, I said it earlier, it's the highest grade I've given any player since I've been doing it. I didn't find any flaws in his game. I mean, you're nitpicking, right? We're kind of nitpicking this, right? We're nitpicking if we're trying to find flaws in him. So he was great. Really good game for him to come back. The rust was really short-lived, in my opinion. You mentioned a couple of balls that were misthrown, sure. But overall, really good performance from him. I'll give him an A+ for sure.
He had some really good stuff on Bill Krosky Merritt. He still believes, by the way, the coverage, and we saw it on the first three drives before the Quan Martin hit on Quentin Johnston. He said they're still really struggling in man coverage and communication, but pass rush can certainly mask those back end problems, and they've got to be consistent. He absolutely loves Armstrong and Kinlaw so far. You can find the entire film breakdown on my podcast at thekevinsheehanshow.com. All right, we've got NFL power rankings. I've got some smell test picks. Are we getting coordinators that are talking today? Should be. Joe Witt Jr. and Kingsbury today, so we'll have some of that sound, or certainly some of what they have said before the end of the show. I do want to tell you about IHOP. This segment was brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big, filling, sit-down breakfast for only $6? Get to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP Value Menu available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.